This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Accelerate your day with today's business headlines with Volvo Cars.
12 minutes till 8 a.m. This is the morning run on BFM 89.9. I'm Tan Chung Han. With me, Joyce Goh and Melissa Idris. We are just about to look at the top business stories of the day. But before that, just a quick reminder. After the 8 a.m. news bulletin, we've got the Breakfast Grill. And this morning, we're going to welcome Madani Sahari, the CEO of the Malaysia Automotive Institute. And keep in mind, folks, this was a pre-recorded interview, and we're going to be discussing the merits of the highly contentious third national car.
Yeah, is it going to be electric or not, or along those lines? I think, yeah, that'll be a good topic to discuss. Also on private car ownership, you know, that's expected to decline in Western economies. Why are we looking at manufacturing cars now?
I agree, right? In Western economies, more mature economies, they're not buying as many cars. So I think I agree with you, Joyce. I mean, why are we manufacturing a new car now? Why do we need a third car?
So we'll pose those questions to MAI and also know if it does go electric, know whether or not we have the kind of muscle to compete against the likes of Tesla, you know, Toyota, you know, Mercedes, Audi, all these guys. Because globally, all these automakers are spending about 300 to 400 billion ringgit just to challenge Tesla. Tesla, right, from the time we started talking just about a minute ago until the 8 a.m. news, they would have spent some 360,000 ringgit within those 12 minutes.
What do you mean? Every 12 minutes they spend?
According to Bloomberg data, every 1 minute they spend 30,000 ringgit. Per minute.
Oh my goodness.
Bloomberg data. So can we challenge them? Well, we'll find out from MEI.
Okay. Burn rate.
I wish that was my calories instead of my ringgit, right? Anyways, again, that's a Breakfast Grill coming up after the 8 a.m. news bulletin. Now, coming back to local news here, you've got the finance ministry making a U-turn on foreign workers' levies. So a couple of days ago, Saudara YB Lim Guan Eng said that employers would have to pay 20% of the 10,000 ringgit levy per year for each foreign worker, with the worker paying the remaining 80%. That was 2 days ago. Yesterday, U-turn happened. So now, employers must pay the full 10,000 ringgit levy per year for each foreign worker, again, that wants to extend past the 10th year. Here's the Minister of Finance with more context on the policy.
So terpulanglah kepada majikan sama ada mereka mau bayar RM10,000 ataupun mereka boleh minta pekerja pulang. Lepas pekerja pulang, pekerja boleh pohon sebagai pekerja baru dan kerja balik. Dan masa itu hanya perlu bayar RM1,850. Tetapi pekerja kena pulang dulu. Tak boleh terus kerja untuk 3 tahun lagi.
And again, that was the Minister of Finance, Saudara YB Lim Guan Eng.
Right. So I guess, you know, in a nutshell, he's trying to say that it really is up to the employer whether they want to pay that 10,000 ringgit, or they can ask the employee to go home and then reapply as a fresh employee. So the idea is that for employees who work more, who have been working for more than 10 years, they have to pay 10,000 ringgit. But if it's less than 10 years, it's 1,850 ringgit. That is a significant difference.
Yeah, definitely. I like how he gave you like a tip on how to save money. It's very like the Penang way. Oh, you know, you asked the...
Really? Is that what you got? For me,
A bit of it. But you have to wait 3 years though. He said, "Tabole terus kerja untuk 3 tahun lagi," right? That's a long wait, right? For 3 years. That's the actual quote. If I understand correctly, I'm not sure what that means. Whether if the employee goes back, they have to wait 3 years and then when you come back, or how does that work? Because from what I understand, I think the MOF has made it clear that the levy for foreign workers who serve less than 10 years, that doesn't change. Mm-hmm. That's at 1,850 annually. These are for, as Mel mentioned, for workers who have been working for more than 10 years.
Yeah, you're not the only one who doesn't know how it works, Joyce. Apparently, feedback from employers and industry players is that they don't understand the new hiring program for foreign workers. They're not quite clear what the policy is. But just coming back to your comment just now, you said that it sounded like Guan Eng was talking about a tip, you know, to save money. For me, it sounded like a disincentive to keep employees working for more than 10 years. It felt like he was incentivizing employers to ensure their foreign workers left the country and then came back in. So for me, it felt like it was a bit of a... an incentive to send them home.
I see. But I mean, as an employer, if you have a foreign worker working for you for more than for 10 years, I think that's quite a coup. That's a big keep. I don't know, because if you can trust them for 10 years, I'll want to keep them.
Yeah, and I had chats with some F&B folks who said, yeah, you know, if this foreign worker is willing to stay with me past the 10-year, you know, I'll be willing to pay that 10,000 ringgit. But, you know, perhaps that's the exception rather than the norm, because if you have, say, you know, 10 foreign workers and all of them stay past 10 years. I mean, well, firstly, kudos to you for running a business that well. But then they will incur some 100,000 ringgit for all 10 of them, right? Mm. So, and that's per year. That's per year.
Do we not want the foreign... I mean, if a foreign worker is working for 10 years, it's likely that they are, you know, becoming better at the skill that they the work that they're doing, right? More experience. So do we not want foreign workers to stay past 10 years? And that's a legitimate question, because I'm not sure of the pros and cons of this. Is it that are there studies, is there research to show that past 10 years they are a burden to the economy, or they assimilate to, I don't know. So I think it's a question to be put out there. Why would you not want foreign workers to stay past 10 years?
Yeah, so keep in mind, yeah, so this is a second revision in recent years, that because previously the levy was 600 ringgit. 600 ringgit a couple of years ago, then it went up to 1,850. So that bump from actually January 1st of this year was expected to net the government 2 billion ringgit per year. Now, that's under the previous government. Under this new government, according to some media reports, I believe this new move is set to raise about 1 billion ringgit for the government. So again, you know, hence the option there, and I think that's where the 1 billion ringgit is derived from.
Revenue collection.
Yes. Yeah, so this policy is going to take effect on October 1st, and the levy only applies to foreign workers in formal sectors such as manufacturing, construction, plantation, services, mining and quarries.
So right. not the informal services. Lah.
So policy communication, policy continuity, you know, that still needs to be ironed out. So we'll wait and see how that develops. Now on to this other story here. We got one involving a Tune Group and ECM Libra. They have formed this joint venture company called Tune Plateau Ventures. They looks like they're going to enter the home sharing platform. Is this like Airbnb?
Yes, similar. I mean, I found this interesting, this story. So they acquired a 50% stake into this home sharing platform, Subhome. So Subhome manages and markets private home rentals based on a revenue sharing mechanism with homeowners. So homeowners are entitled to 60% of the revenue. Subhome takes the remaining 40%. So it looks like ECM is moving into this new gig economy space. And remember, ECM used to be that you know, the investment bank.
Securities. So no longer
transforming.
Side. They're going, I think they did diversify into the hotel business, right? They were with Tune. And now Tune Group is looking into this home sharing platform. I think this is interesting because, you know, you've got a hotel business moving into private home sharing. So perhaps in a way to duplicate what Airbnb is doing. So if I'm not mistaken, they do want to use the Airbnb platform, you know, Agoda and Booking as well. So they're going to use their own platform first. I think it's going to be through their website. So that they're going to handle everything through their own website. But I think just to increase reach, they might use the existing platforms of Airbnb and Booking.com and such.
Yeah, they are going big into this whole hotel and I guess accommodation business. I had an interview with Gareth Lim. He's a board member of ECM. This was last year. And he shared on how Tune actually, they went into hotels, you know, since 2006. But the thing is, they've rebranded, they've changed the whole Tune hotel concept. They've made it, you know, you pay budget prices, but the whole concept is not so budget. So you can see that with this latest news, ECM is looking into accommodation and also moving into the new economy.
All right. So we'll look at Tune Group, you know, how their shares perform after the markets open in about an hour or so from now. But we have got the 8 a.m. news bulletin coming up. And don't forget, after that, the breakfast grill with Madani Sahari, CEO of the Malaysia Automotive Institute. So stay tuned right here to BFM 89.9.
Fuel your business drive with a Volvo S90 T8 twin engine. So cost efficient, it makes good business sense. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.